This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia, Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reporting.
In typical fashion, North Korean state media confirmed Tuesday that leader Kim Jong-un had in fact set off on a rare trip out of the country to visit Russia's Far East. His private train was headed to an unconfirmed destination for what the Kremlin described as comprehensive discussions with Vladimir Putin amid warnings from Washington they should not trade weapons. The Russian president gave little away to reporters who asked him why he was going to the Vostochny Cosmodrome on Tuesday, saying he had his own agenda there. U.S. officials have said arms talks between Russia and North Korea are actively advancing and that Kim and Putin were likely to discuss the war in Ukraine.
U.S. House Republicans are launching an impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Joe Biden. Details from VOA's Steve Herman.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced Tuesday that he is directing committees under Republican leadership to conduct impeachment inquiries against President Biden. A focus of the investigations will be activities of the president's son, Hunter Biden, who engaged in transactions with foreign entities prior to his father's presidency. The House Speaker has been under intense pressure for weeks from arch-conservatives to move against the president. Democrats have released a memo detailing what they call Republican lawmakers' weaponization of their offices and exploitation of congressional power and resources to promote debunked and outlandish conspiracy theories about the president and his son. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea's military says that North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern seas. That launch Wednesday came as North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was traveling to Russia. This is VOA News. Rescuers continue to race against time to find survivors as the death toll from Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades rose to more than 2,800. Rescue teams from Spain, Britain, and Qatar were joining Moroccan rescue efforts after a 6.8 magnitude quake struck late on in the high Atlas Mountains, with the epicenter 72 kilometers southwest. Geneva Tuesday is the International Federation of Red Cross emergency appeal to raise $112 million to deliver assistance to the victims.
My concerns are always there with any disaster, whether it be earthquake or flood or tsunami. It's a potential. And I think where we know that water supplies have been damaged, as we know here, because, of course, the ground shakes and cracks those pipes, access to safe and clean water will be absolutely key.
More than 5,300 people are feared dead and thousands more missing as emergency workers in Libya's eastern city of Derna continue to uncover bodies after devastating flooding. VOA correspondent Alexis Strope tells us more.
An excavator covers bodies in a mass grave as Libyans started burying their dead on Tuesday in Derna after the devastating storm that wiped out a quarter of their city. Videos from Saturday and Sunday from the coastal city of around 125,000 inhabitants showed wrecked neighborhoods, their buildings washed out and cars slipped on their roofs in streets covered in mud and rubble left by a wide torrent after dams burst. The director of the Wada Hospital said 1,700 people had died in one of the city's two districts and 500 had died in the other. It's feared the toll could spiral further with more than 10,000 missing. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is shuffling his cabinet and party post in an appearance to strengthen his position before a leadership vote next year. It is the second cabinet shuffle since Kishida took office in 2021. Kishida's three-year term as Liberal Democratic Party president expires in a year, and he must stay on good terms with the larger factions to maintain his position. His cabinet will resign en masse Wednesday before a new lineup is announced. Several ministers in economic posts are expected to stay. The fisheries minister, who called Fukushima wastewater contaminated, is expected to lose his post. Kishida later is expected to offer an economic package to tackle gas and food prices. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.